All right. Well, in chatting with my my friends from ALS United Connecticut before we turned on the microphone, you know, just talking about experiences with ALS, this horrific condition that impacts so many people and strikes most typically in the prime of life. I'm so pleased to have Jackie Rose on with us this morning. She's Executive Director of ALS United Connecticut, one of their board members and a fellow musician. Judd MacArthur is also with us, and he's here to talk about his experiences and about an exciting event that we'd like you to consider attending if you're a music lover, a good opportunity to support ALS United Connecticut in their efforts to help families and individuals directly affected, as well as move the needle when it comes to research, and not only help that organization, but also supporting a lot of local bands that are going to be participating. So we'll tell you all about that in just a few minutes. But first, Jackie, thanks for joining us today. Let's talk a little bit about ALS itself and what is this terrible disease involved.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us today. We are thrilled to be on this. Part of May is ALS Awareness Month, and the more awareness we can get out there about this disease, about our services and our organization, the more help, support that we can have, and hopefully have some treatments and cures out there as soon as possible. So ALS is known as amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and some other people may even remember it from the Ice Bucket Challenge days. It is a neuromuscular disease where over time, the neurons where your brain talks to your muscles end up atrophying or dying off, meaning that you are essentially paralyzed in your own body. So all of your voluntary muscles, those muscles that we move every single day for every movement we do, no longer can work in a person's body. However, their brain remains intact. So somebody with ALS over time loses the abilities to walk, talk, and eventually to breathe. So you may, the disease progresses differently for everybody, but 100% of the cases are terminal. On average, it's about 3 to 5 years that you live with ALS after your diagnosis before somebody passes away. However, we see some people live for over 20, 30 years, and some people live a little bit shorter than that. So there is a lot of mystery still surrounding ALS, and how it progresses in everybody is so different. We know that veterans are twice as likely to develop a diagnosis of ALS than people that have not served in the military. And there also are about 5 to 10% of cases are familial or passed on genetically. So we are actively looking at research each and every day to try to make sure that we can figure out some of these answers of why people are getting it, how to prevent it, how to slow it down, and how to stop it. And in the meantime, we're here to support those families that are going through some of the most challenging and difficult times emotionally, physically, and financially that they experience in a lifetime.
Well, we'll get to the subject of how ALS United Connecticut directly and positively impacts the individuals and circle of loved ones impacted by each diagnosis. But given the data now that is out there about the armed services connection to ALS and this kind of odd disparity between the general population and those who've served in the military. In your work as executive director of ALS United Connecticut, Jackie, have you heard through literature, through national or international communications, that both that this is something that is universal with ALS, or is this more of somehow an American phenomena?
You know, that's a great question. I believe it is a universal issue with the veteran connection. I know in the United States, We are fortunate to have the support of the VA, who is incredible when a veteran is diagnosed with ALS, with the support that they get through the VA, and also the research dollars that are coming in from the DOD and the NIH to help find some of these answers quicker. But yes, I believe it is a universal issue.
Well, how about for yourself? What infused you with the passion to try to lead an organization that really, you know, has such, you know, terrible outcomes for the individuals that you serve and everybody that you touch? Did you have a personal connection to ALS?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that I get a lot, actually. When I first started working at this organization 15 years ago, I did not have a personal connection. Since then, you know, every family that we work with becomes an extension of our own families. And throughout the last 15 years that I've been at the organization, I have unfortunately had a lot of people close to me and family, friends, and teachers, educators, and coaches that have all been diagnosed with ALS since I started at this organization. It is a job, I will say, it is difficult, like any job is. You know, jobs are stressful and hard. This has a different level of an emotional tie where, you know, we cry a lot. It is a hard disease to be confronted from time and time again, where you're working with families and every situation is different. Some people have young children. Some people are young themselves. Some people have other difficulties that they're dealing with that just make ALS so much harder. And so for us as a staff as a whole, I have the most incredible team working with me every day. And we all find passion and inspiration through our caregivers, through the patients that we work with. And it inspires us and motivates us to try to figure out how we can do more and better for anybody that's fighting this disease.
Well, that's great. Let's give you a moment to take a breather, Jackie, and meet Judd MacArthur. Judd, you're on the board of ALS United Connecticut. What inspired you to, of all of the organizations you might choose to volunteer with, what was it about ALS United Connecticut that that fired you up?
Well, a personal connection as well, John. I was asked to join the board by a dear friend of mine, Peter Corbett, who was a longtime friend. We raised our families together in Fairfield. After his brother Jeff was diagnosed with ALS and passed away in 2021, and Peter wanted help. He wanted support on the board. He was very enthusiastic about using his skills to try to help this mission for ALS United in Connecticut and nationally. And so I jumped in with both feet to help, and I'm glad I've done so. I would echo what Jackie just said, is, you know, after several years on the board, you start to meet the folks, the people in all walks of life that have been afflicted by this, you know, for no particular reason, you think, right? Mm. It doesn't matter. Seems age, although most folks are older when they get it, or economic circumstances or anything. The longer I've worked on it, I've been inspired by Jackie and her team, I must say. Jackie does have an incredible team. She's an incredible leader. A couple of years ago, we lost our friend Peter, my dear friend Peter, who was running the board. So that just strengthened my resolve in his honor and his brother Jeff's honor to help further this mission, both particularly locally, you know, for those residents of Connecticut that are dealing with it. And then, of course, with the hope of someday ending ALS for good.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about how anyone listening can come out and not only support ALS United Connecticut, but also Fire up a number of local bands that are going to participate in the ALS Fest at FTC in a couple of weeks. We want to go back to Jackie so we can learn how ALS United Connecticut supports the families and those individuals impacted. Let's spend a couple minutes just talking about how you can make a positive difference in a very terrible situation whenever someone calls to look for help, guidance, support. What does ALS United Connecticut do for our ALS individuals and families?
Sure. So on average, we are working with about 300 families living with ALS in the state of Connecticut. Over the course of a year, it's about 400. Unfortunately, we see about 100 to 75 people diagnosed and 75 to 100 people pass away within a year, just in our state. The reason why I say that we work with the families that are living with ALS and not an individual living with ALS is because our services reach beyond just the person who's diagnosed with the disease, just like the disease affects beyond just the person living with ALS. You look at Judd, he's a friend of Jeff Corbett, who unfortunately had this terrible disease, and it still affects him. And so our services go beyond just that person. We're looking at the family. We're looking at the coworkers, the community groups. Probably our largest program, all of our programs, before I get into them, are offered completely free of charge to the family through the support of the community that has just been incredible through our events, grants, and individuals. We have been able to fund all of our programs to be able to offer anything to them for free. So our biggest program that we have is our Durable Medical Equipment Loan Program. This gets everything from power wheelchairs to Hoyer lifts to speech devices and toileting and everything that you might need in your home that insurance doesn't cover. We work with vendors throughout the state who will deliver this equipment to people, train them, and then pick it up when they no longer need it. We have our Henry Unger Mobility Program that loans out ramps and stair lifts to people so they can get in and out of their home safely. We have a transportation program that includes short-term van rentals and also curb-to-curb, so people can get to their clinic appointments, to a baseball game, to a wedding, because oftentimes with the progression of the disease, somebody is in a power wheelchair pretty quickly and can't get into a regular car, and the finances of purchasing a handicap accessible van is just, they're very high. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes our transportation program will come into play there. We have a few financial grants that we give out to people to help pay for aids in the home, home modifications, specialty equipment. And some of our most popular programs that we do have are our different support groups and educational webinars. We are so fortunate to have three amazing social workers on our staff, and they are facilitating these support groups. They are working with clinics across the state in person, meeting patients, making sure that they have the resources that they need to provide care and to get help wherever they might need it. So through all of that, that is really the bulk of our local programs. We also support research. And we also go, I just got back from D.C., we do a lot of advocacy work, making sure that policies are being passed and research is being done on a much bigger scale so that we can find out some of these treatments and cures that might be out there for us.
Great. One of the ways, as we had mentioned earlier, and if you're just joining us at the beginning of the program this morning, for anyone to help move the needle, whether it's in terms of research or helping one of these several hundred families that is positively supported by ALS United Connecticut, it would be to go and watch Judd play the drums, right, Judd?
I am a drummer, yes.
And you've been a force behind the ALS Fest. Tell us about it. Let's get folks out.
Sure. Well, the idea really came from Peter Corbett, who I mentioned, my dear friend, when he brought me on the board. And we had actually started talking about this before I was on the board, because Peter had an incredible love for live music, you know, and just that sense of togetherness with friends and people and what music did for him. And Jeff, who, as I said, we lost to ALS. Jeff was a huge, you know, Grateful Dead fan. He went to more Dead shows than you can count. And he was something that really bonded Peter and Jeff. So the idea was, let's create an event that isn't a typical charity event. Nobody's going to be seated at tables. Really, the only purpose is to allow music to be a powerful and positive influence in the community and in the evening, and give that support emotionally and to the ALS community. Yeah. Bring them together in a moment of as much happiness as we can provide and hope that we can provide. My whole life.
Yeah, let us know where folks can go and how they can help.
Yeah, sure. So we have decided, I was able to put together a couple of great acts, including my own band, local singer-songwriter, Jackson Poster, and another band, Ellis Island, that plays around Fairfield at Porch Fest and does their own charity event. We're going to be performing at the FTC Warehouse. The evening starts at 7 p.m. on May 22nd. You can get tickets on the fairfieldtheater.org website. All those proceeds, whether you buy a ticket for the evening or a VIP ticket, all the proceeds go towards helping the individuals in the state of Connecticut, as Jackie had mentioned, the 300 to 400 folks that we serve and their families. And it promises to be an evening, as I said, of connection and hope and togetherness with some great rock and roll, if you like rock and roll.
What's the upsell on the VIP? What's the benefit on the VIP tickets?
The upsell on the VIP is an open bar, and as well, you know, the ticket for the music,
sure,
as well as an open bar and some great food by Urban Peach Catering here locally. And so that'll occur in the early part of the evening. 7 to 8:30, we'll be serving food up on the balcony of the warehouse and, you know, having a nice reception for those that have bought a VIP ticket and our great sponsors as well. We've got some great corporate and community sponsorship to help underwrite this event.
Fantastic.
So we're grateful for that.
Judd MacArthur, not only a board member, but also helping to raise funds through this ALS Fest at Fairfield Theater Company coming up on May 22nd. We hope you'll consider going and going the extra mile by becoming a VIP. If you can't, volunteers and your dollars can help support ALS United Connecticut. You can learn all about them at alsunitedct.org. We're also pleased to have Jackie Rose on the program, the executive director of ALS United Connecticut, for these many years, doing the hard work of interacting with and supporting families as well as research. Until that day comes, ALS United Connecticut relentlessly pursues its mission to help people living with ALS and to leave no stone unturned in the search for a cure for this progressive neurodegenerative disease. This impacts 200 to 300 people, and we lose in excess of 100 of them every year here in Connecticut. And so little is still known about how to craft a cure. It's great that we have ALS United Connecticut in the driver's seat, raising the funds and awareness like they're doing right here on the award-winning For the People. So, Jackie and Judd, thank you both so much. Best of luck with the program and the fundraiser and all your future endeavors, particularly in the work that you're doing to raise funds to support research, to get rid of ALS in our lifetime. Thanks so much for your time today.